Swan and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in an effort to determine why Mr. Sutton ever offered them $2,000 for their apparently worthless piece of property up in the hills, Lum and Abner are making another nocturnal inspection trip into the mountains. They're planning to examine an old silver mine shaft, which Lum thinks might have an undiscovered vein running under their property. As we look in on the old fellows now, we find them in the hills, pausing for a minute as the darkness of night begins to close in upon them. Listen.
That's curious. I would have swore the opening of that mine was right in here, Summers.
You don't reckon that Mr. Sutton could have moved it, do you, Long?
Oh, no, silly. You can't move a hole in the ground. Let's see now. There's a chance that it might be over that way a little further. I might have miscalculated.
Yeah, well, Lum, I don't think we're going to find anything. Leastways not now. It's getting too dark to see anything. Why do we have to come up here at night this way anyway?
Well, of course, we don't want nobody else to know we're up here looking for anything.
Dog as they won't. You can't see your hand in front of your face here. I don't like the dark, Lum.
I know there's something up here, because that feller wouldn't have offered us all that money for this property of ours if it wasn't worth something.
And I wish we could come up here in the daylight. That's what I wish. I hate darkness.
Folks will see us up here and know that we're looking for something. Might start a gold rush or something.
Well, I'd rather they'd see us than me to be scared to death. I know.
Well, we've got flashlights. We just got to examine that old mine shaft tonight. That's all they are to it.
Oh, my.
If there's a vein of silver running from it over under our property, I, grannies, I want to know about it.
Well, even if there is, Lum, it'd still be there tomorrow. That stuff can't crawl out of the ground by itself and run away.
I know, but I'm anxious to find out about this. If we're actual millionaires, I'd love to know it.
The way I feel now, I'd just at least be poor, but happy. I'm tired, Lum.
Well, come on, let's just walk a little bit further.
Oh,
I know that mine shaft's right around here, Summers.
Lum, I'm
tired.
I
saw it 1,001 times.
I'm hungry. Old Blue's tired, too. Just look at him. Doggy, there's a tired dog if I ever seen one. Look at him hanging his head there.
Well, he's getting old. Yeah. I told you oughtn't to let him follow us up here.
Well, I just figured if we got lost up here, he could help us find our way back to town.
Help us? Granny, you're lucky if you don't have to carry him home.
Oh, no, no. He'll make it going downhill. That dog knows these hills a heap better than we do, I know that. Yeah, come on, Blue, old boy. Come on. Come on now. Just a little farther, we can rest, Lum says.
Grimmy, it is getting dark.
That's what I've been telling you.
Yeah, we might have to wait till morning after all.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's turn around and go back home right now.
No, we ain't going home. We'll camp up here again tonight, and then we can get a good early start in the morning.
Hey, Lum, watch out. You're going to step in a hole there. Watch out.
Grannies, wait a minute. That's it. That's the entrance to the mine. That's what we're looking for. All right, Grannies, we found it, Abner. We found it.
Well, hooray for us.
Grannies, ain't you excited about it, Abner?
Oh, yeah, awful excited, yep. Now we can go home. Come on.
Of course not. We're going down in there now and see what we can see.
Oh, I know that was coming next.
Come on, let's get started. Better get your flashlight out. It's dark as pitch in there.
Yeah, Lum, I believe if we waited till tomorrow.
No, there's no time like the present. I've always said that. Never put off till tomorrow what you can't put off today. Come on, let's go.
Well, wait a minute, Lum.
Well, what is it to wait for?
I don't think I can go down in there with you right now.
Well, why not?
Why, Oh, there ought to be some reason. Oh, I know. I've lost my flashlight.
No, you ain't. You got it right in your hand there.
Oh,
Come on now. Let's not waste no more time.
Sir, I don't get... Wait a minute, Lum. Elizabeth, give me a letter and I forgot to mail it. I'll be back, sir.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come back here, you idiot. You can't mail no letter up here in the mountains.
I know I can. I've got to go clean back to town to the post office.
Abner, that's ridiculous. The post office ain't open for one thing, and it'll get there just as quick as if you mail it tomorrow. Come back here.
Yeah, but what if we get lost down in that mine there and don't get back tomorrow?
Well, we won't. Or to know our way out. You said yourself your dog would help us find our way back if we got lost.
Yeah, but this letter's important, Slum. It's a V-mail letter to Little Pearl.
Well, you can mail it tomorrow.
You know, it's a good idea to use that V-mail stuff when you're writing to nurses or soldiers or anybody overseas, Slum.
Well, I know it is.
Everybody ought to write to the soldiers and sailors just as often as they can. Write a lot of short, cheerful letters. That's the best thing to do.
Abner, I know all of that. You don't
have to
tell me how to write a letter.
They like to hear about their families. Love to hear from their families and their friends and things that go on in their hometown, all such as that. They love to get letters.
You don't need to tell me that stuff. I know how to write a letter.
Well, it's the truth, though.
I know it is. You're dead right. But this ain't hardly the time to discuss it, halfway up a mountain in the middle of the night. Come on now, let's get down in that mine.
Well, all right. Come on, Blue. Let's go. Come on, boy. Come on. He don't act like he wants to go down in there.
Well, he'll follow us. Come on, let's go.
Lom, do you know they take them V-mail letters that you write and photograph them down to where they ain't no bigger than a postage stamp?
Yeah, I read that. Come on.
You know they can pack 1,800 of them V-mail letters into a littler space in a cigarette packet.
I've saw them, for goodness sakes, Abner.
Yeah, that's why it's such a good idea to use V-mail when you're writing to somebody overseas, see? It lightens the mail load and don't take up space that's needed for guns and food and all such as that for the soldiers, you know.
I know as much about V-mail letters as you do.
Yeah, well, they're the best things to use, Mom. They don't cost much, neither. You can send one of them clean overseas for just 3 cents. And the blanks you write on, they don't cost nothing. You can get old two of them most anywhere free.
Abner, you know you're just stalling around. What's the matter anyway? Are you scared to go down in that mine? I'd be ashamed if I was you.
Well, I ain't scared, hardly. It's just that, well, I'm hungry, Lum. We better go home and get something to eat first. That's
what I'm saying. Oh, dear goodness, I never have saw such a fraidy cat. Are you going down there with me or not?
Well, yeah, that's a good idea, Lum. Yeah, that's a good one. You go down in there, and then I'll wait out here for you. I'll guard the entrance for you. Me and Blue, we'll watch over you.
It'd be a fine pair to be guarding it for me.
Oh, we'll guard it.
In the first place, we don't need nobody to guard the entrance. Come on, you're going down in there if I have to drag you. Wait a minute, come back here.
Yeah, I'm going home, Lom.
Well, come here and let me talk to you.
Well, you can talk to me from there. There's a sign there that says, danger, keep out.
Well, if that's all that's bothering you, I'll take the sign down. Now, come on, I'll lead the way to show you there ain't nothing to be feared of. Hurry up now.
Well, all right. I don't know where I can make it or not, though, Lum. I'm so hungry, I'm liable to starve to death any minute.
Well, here, I got a surprise for you. Huh? Here's 2 cans of sardines and a box of crackers.
Well, good. Let's eat.
We're going to eat down in the mine. Now, if you want part of these, you better come on.
Let's see them. Turn your flashlight on. Let me see them.
Here they are. See? 2 cans.
So you have got them, ain't you?
Better come on, bro. I'm starting right down in there right now. When I get down there, I'm going to eat them myself.
Well, wait a minute. I'm coming. Come on, Blue. Come on, boy. Come on. Oh, you look at him. Come on, Blue. Still acts like he don't want to go down in there.
Well, come on. He'll follow us. Here, you go ahead. I'll shine the light ahead of you.
Yeah, you go ahead, Lum. You got the light there.
Well, you got a flashlight, too. Turn yours on.
Well, I did, but it don't work no more. The batteries are all wore out.
I don't believe that. Let's see the thing.
Well, look at it. Look there.
It is wore out.
It won't work. Won't work.
Well, all right. I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
Swan to goodness, you're the biggest fraidy cat I ever seen. Want to get me in the lead so something... Come on, this opening's awful gnarly now. We'll have to crawl through it.
Go ahead. I'm right behind you.
Well, wait, take it easy. We ain't playing leapfrog here.
Oh, excuse me.
Granny's, it sure musty down in here, ain't it?
Yeah. Maybe we ought to stop and eat right now, Lum.
Oh, my goodness, what was that? Did you...
Look out, Lum. You're stepping on my hand.
Oh.
Go ahead. It weren't nothing but a bat or a hoot owl.
Scared the daylights out of me. Went right by my face.
Well, this place is full of varmints. I could have told you that.
But that dog of yours will run them out.
Yes, he's following us. I don't think he is. He's got more sense than to come down here.
Now, if I recollect right, this opening here leads into a pretty good-sized room. This was the main part of the mine.
Yeah, I've been down here before. Years ago, we run a wildcat in here once, or a panther or something. Never was sure what it was.
Hey, shut up about such things now.
Huh?
Now, another couple of foot and we ought to be in the main room. Are you making it all right?
Yeah, I'm coming. I have a tight squeeze, but I'm getting through. Sure is damp in here, ain't it?
Yeah, it is, sort of.
Water all over that floor there. I'd hate to stay down here for long, catch my death of the pneumonia. Wait a minute, what happened to the light? Lom, where are you, Lom?
I'm right here. Oh. But something's went wrong with my flashlight now.
Oh, my.
Them batteries we bought must not have been much good. Yeah, strike a match, Abner.
Yeah, if I can find one here, well, doggy's at your place.
Wait a minute, here's one. Now, see if you can find some boards laying around here anyplace. Build up a little far.
Far?
Around down here in the dark.
No, me neither. No, no.
Yeah, fire will sort of help dry the place out, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hold a match over this way, Lon.
Yeah. Ain't that a board leaning against the wall over there?
Where?
Right behind you. Right there in that opening we just come through.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the prop or scaffolding or something here.
Wait, here's a board right here under my foot.
Yeah, hand it here. Hand it here. I'll see if I can't knock this one loose here.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah. Leave it coming a little here.
Wait a minute, Abner. I just happened to think. That board you're hitting there might be holding up
yes,
the whole roof.
Yes, I've got it now.
Look out, there's a dirt falling down
again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.